You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Totes Gamers Podcast. My name is Simo. Today, I'm joined by Jacob Boy. How are you doing?
Yeah, mate. Very, very well. How are you?
Very good, mate. Very good. We missed an episode yesterday, but not to fear. We're back. We're going to cover the things we were going to talk about yesterday, as well as preview this weekend. I think we'll start with the Champions League. So, Liverpool got the job done against Villarreal. I thought Liverpool played very, very well. I think the 2-0 is pretty much job done, fearing an absolute sort of travesty of unpredictable sorts. I think that is job done, and we're looking at a Liverpool final. So I don't think it's quite job done just yet. Man City need to go to the Bernabeu, obviously. So I think Liverpool will be through to the final, definitely, in my opinion, barring a huge sort of woeful performance or something like that. But for the other team they'll be facing, I'm not 100% sure yet. What was your thoughts, mate?
Well, I was obviously at the Liverpool game. I thought we played really well. Villarreal set up straight away from the beginning, set up how everyone sort of thought they
would. Such a low block, man.
Low block, 11 men behind the ball. I don't think Alisson made a save the entire game. They didn't threaten in the slightest. But, you know, there's always a chance, especially in the Champions League. We've seen it before in previous years. You know, sides go back to their home stadium and always have a chance of winning games. And, you know, that crowd will be right on their back trying to motivate them for that. But in terms of what I saw on Wednesday, if it's anything like that, then Liverpool were pretty much guaranteed to go through. Liverpool were brilliant. Thiago is absolutely unbelievable. He's one of the best players on the planet. His passing range is ridiculous. I was watching him, mate, when he was, not just when he was warming up, but when he was playing, and his head's constantly on a swivel. Like, he's constantly looking for the next pass and the next sort of, like, the run from another player. And he's just so good. And you can see why he's rated so highly.
He's so good, mate. And he's not always just looking to, like, sort of start pad and sort of, like, make a sideways pass and make a backwards pass.
He's looking to go forward.
Yeah, so it's like he's trying to look for, you know, more completed passes to make him look like essentially like he's influenced the game more than he is. He's not like that at all. Every time he's on the ball, it's like, right, where can I carve our next sort of creative opportunity? Or if not, where can I maneuver us into a position where we can create an opportunity? Such a talented player, man. It's no surprise he's had this absolutely tremendous career he's had. What a man. So good to have him at Liverpool. I think he'd be, you know, and this side as well, with players like sort of Fabinho and Henderson, I think he'll be the peak of his powers for a few years to come as well, which is good news if you're a fan of Liverpool. I think this job done main reason be like to keep that 2-0 is what the teams that came previous to Liverpool that faced Villarreal in this Champions League campaign have not done, and that's to score two goals in a single leg. You know, I say it's a big ask for Villarreal to one, score two goals against this Liverpool side and keep them out as well.
Yeah.
They only had one shot at Anfield. It was the Lo Celso tap over the bar, if I'm right. But that was it. That was the only attempt on goal they had, and it was obviously off target. They got 26% possession, so they were very, very much in their own box here. You could see what they were trying to do. They're looking for that ball over the top, weren't they? And looking to try to explode in periods of the game where they thought maybe Liverpool would be a bit vulnerable, and that's how they did get that shot. It was a ball over the top and then a sort of first-time hit. But, you know, I think maybe in another day, if they can keep Liverpool out,
it's always going to be a tricky game, mate. But
yeah,
it's always going to be tricky. But I think that against Bayern, they only had two shots over the two legs.
Two goals.
And they scored two goals.
Two shots and targets. I think they had more shots.
Yeah. They can be clinical, but against this Liverpool side, not only have you got to be clinical, you've got to be ridiculously clinical because you've got to outscore them as well. I mean, it's a tough old ask, but you know, in these sort of fairy tale runs, anything can happen.
How well has he got that side organised, Unai Emery? I mean, they're as well drilled as Atletico for me.
Yeah.
100%. They are so, so well drilled. People were saying it looks like they're playing Burnley or something. I was like, Burnley aren't that organised. There's no team in the Premier League that are that organised defensively. They're 100%.
There's a lot of stuff on Twitter about Villarreal are a disgrace to get this far in the competition. And
they've not done tremendously well.
I just sat there and I was like, you're taking the piss, aren't you? This side's knocked out Juventus and Bayern Munich. They're here on merit. They won the Europa League last season. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're against Liverpool, are one of the best teams in the world, you know, arguably with Man City, the top two sides in the world. To say that they were a disgrace because they didn't go out and attack Liverpool and get like dominated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they'd have come out and attacked Liverpool, it'd have been 5 or 6-0, and then people would be saying it's a disgrace because they got destroyed.
See the fact these games are played over two legs.
Yeah,
that eliminates the one off for me, right?
Yeah,
because it's two legs, right? An upset, I can see it happening over one game, right? But you've got to go play a side twice to get two upsets in a bunch, which is extremely hard to do. And if that's the way it's happening, it's just you're lining up better, you're tactically better, you're defensively too strong for the opposition, which Villarreal absolutely that was the case for Bayern Munich. Granted, the chances didn't drop for Bayern; it's not as if they lacked the chances, but that was that was through strong defending, defending for the front as well. I mean, the centre forwards are just so deep. Honestly, I clocked them at like barely 30 yards out from their own goal.
That's what I noticed, mate, when I was watching it, especially in the first half, because Liverpool were attacking the cop in the first half, and the Villarreal players were in the half that I was in. They just camped like ridiculously low, towards their own goal. And every time, you know, that they literally booted the ball forward and Van Dijk and Konate were just there like, oh, cheers. Like, we go again sort of thing. We build again.
Yeah.
And I think in the second half, they felt a bit sorry for Alisson because they were just passing it back to him like every so often. And he was like, oh, nice one. It's quite funny.
I think Konate was super important in this match. His aerial dominance for set pieces because we had a lot of set pieces in that match. And, he's such a man, you know what I mean? He's just like...
He's an absolute beast, isn't he? He's only like 22 or 23 as well.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
What an athlete, man.
This good already. So God knows what he'll be like in, 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
But he's nearing, his peak years as a defender.
When he goes into his mid-20s, mate, he'll be first choice, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I think we should move on because I'll just go back onto the point. I think Unai Emery gets a lot of stick that he doesn't really deserve just for his time at Arsenal.
I think Arsenal are a kill for Emery right now.
I think he's probably... for me, he's a better manager than Arteta. 100%. 100%, but, he's only one of those managers that's in the semi-final of the Champions League.
With a side that's got,
Kipui in it, who was like at Watford for like fucking 10 years,
And Lo Celso and like...
A lot of Spurs. A lot of Spurs players. You got Foyth. Yeah, Sergio Aurier.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? You got Juan Foyth. Lo Celso as well. Did you see Van Dijk took home Alberto Moreno's shirt?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite nice. I think I think we'll move on to some Premier League stuff. We've got a few good matches this weekend. We'll start with the early kickoff tomorrow, which is Liverpool, so we'll stay on topic. I don't think Newcastle, I don't think anybody really wants to play Newcastle right now. They're playing with a ton of confidence.
Definitely
it's
not,
an early kickoff, that doesn't help at all. What can you see happening? I think this is a potential banana skin game, mate.
Very, very tough game. This Newcastle side's in a lot of form, full of confidence. The games that Liverpool have got coming up, this is the one I look at and go, there's something to be had here, because Newcastle are building something quite nicely, but it's going to be very tough. That, you know, that crowd's great at St James's Park, and Newcastle are playing brilliantly at the moment. On paper, you'd obviously say that Liverpool have got the strength to get over the line, but it's been a very tough run in for Liverpool recently, and it's only going to get tougher as every sort of game continues. Hard game. I don't want to predict it because I don't like predicting Liverpool. It's a tough match. Eddie Howe's got this Newcastle side very well drilled, very well organised,
it's not even just that. It's a morale thing for me. The players look happy on the pitch. They look happy be playing football. They're extremely competitive and hungry, which is not what a lot of teams display at this stage of the season. Or maybe they're not displaying it in the same fashion.
Especially mid-table sides
that don't really
have anything to play for, yeah.
I mean, like it or not, man, there's a certain mentality. When you know there's nothing to play for, a lot of teams, they do kind of go on the beach a little bit. But this side, it's like a whole new season for them, you know?
The thing with a lot of them is that they're playing for their sort of jobs now at Newcastle and in this sort of revolution, because they'll know that a lot of them in the summer will potentially be getting moved on. So a lot of them are now playing to keep their place in the squad, which, you know, a lot of them are going to have to, because Newcastle are going to spend big in the summer. So.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. They will. Absolutely, with a new ownership. Moving on to the next one. So we got Watford Burnley. And this is definitely a game where Roy's going to take the points, because they don't mean anything, do they? It's like, on paper, it's a six-pointer, but it's really not, because he's down anyway. And it's a potential banana peel for Burnley, who are in very, very good form right now. Obviously, they've not lost in three. I don't think they've won the last two. So you'd expect them to go out and do something against Watford, but Watford are at home.
They need it. And, definitely need it.
Yeah, and Roy will be looking for players to put in performances to see who's going to be about next season, you know, so it's a bit, I'm not sure, but if you look at their opposite number, Everton, who's a direct competition for that relegation, have got to play Chelsea on a Sunday. And Chelsea are not in their best of form. Mm-hmm. I think Chelsea will see this Everton side as a potential bounce game.
Yeah.
But I think Everton might see Chelsea in the same way, so.
Yeah, I was looking at this game, it's really stood out to me, because Everton tend to be quite okay against Chelsea. They don't tend to struggle too much. Lampard will obviously want to go there and extract a little bit of revenge, I'd imagine. He needs the 3 points desperately. Now Everton are in the bottom three, knowing that Burnley have got Watford as well, and Burnley could potentially, you know, beat Watford and be like, what is it, 5 points clear if they beat Watford or something like that? I mean, that's crazy to think about for this Everton side. If they go 5 points behind Burnley and then lose against Chelsea, I mean, that's looking pretty dire.
I could see it. Do you know what I could see happening? Like, I think if Burnley actually win against Watford, I could maybe see Chelsea. I could see Everton losing, actually, because of the pressure. Because of the pressure, to just be like that. Once that game, if Burnley win theirs, then that
is pressure.
Big pressure in terms of, we need something. We need at least a point for this game.
And this Everton side this season's not not exactly shown its full of confidence and can sort of thrive under that pressure.
Yeah.
So it will be very interesting to see what, because this is the late kickoff, isn't it? Is this the late kickoff?
No, this is a Sunday, mate. This is a 2 o'clock kickoff.
2 o'clock on the Sunday, yeah. So they'll know the Burnley result already. So that's a big, big pressure moment for that.
That's right. So either of those sides, I would want to play first.
Yeah. It's like the Premier League. It's like the title race, isn't it? There's cases to be made for both. You know, do you want to be first or do you want to be the ones sort of throwing the punch back and going, right, it's back over to you now. Mm-hmm. It's always a sort of tricky one, isn't it? But in relegation, I think you want to be first because you want to lay down.
Yeah.
To put it in the other team's head a bit more, because you know the difference with the teams at the top is their mentality is completely different. Do you know what I mean? Whereas the teams at the bottom, you know, a lot of them maybe haven't been in this, especially the Everton players. They wouldn't have been in this situation before. So
nope. The
panic is probably going to be setting in. And I imagine it'll be the same for Lampard as well. I think he'll be...
A few of the Everton players would have been the arse end of the table. Maybe Richarlison when he was at Watford. But he was in a decent Watford side, actually. And Everton have obviously underperformed in a few seasons as well. But like, this is different. This is different gravy, mate.
This is bottom three with 6 games.
Real sort of genuine consequences if you don't perform well, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
The problem with this Everton side as well is got a lot of players on big contracts, and a lot of these players will know that if they go down, Everton can't keep them. They aren't going to get this sort of money elsewhere. So
they're not going to have relegation clauses for salaries either, because they would have never foreseen it.
Never expected it. Yeah, exactly. 100%. It's going to be interesting, mate. It's going to be really interesting, Everton.
After that, we've got on the tomorrow, we get Southampton Palace, which is really just...
This is an on-the-beach game, isn't it?
Yeah, this is an early pre-season game, this, mate.
100%, yeah.
This is get a wee bit of fitness in before you go on holiday. So, obviously there's a lot of players playing for their place. I think more so at Palace, because there's genuinely more competition for places at Palace, I think, than is at Southampton. Southampton 11 normally picks itself. You've got your big sort of players that are down to start if they're available. And Hasenhüttl is... He'll just be, you know,
he'll
as
want,
intense
he'll
years.
He'll want
to win. He'll want to win. He's not going to go with the
error.
So
will be error, but...
There's not really any consequences to this game. I couldn't even really call a prediction. Both these teams are safe. Both of them are way out for Europe.
Yeah.
So it's not of massive consequence.
Got 0-0 written all over it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Aston Villa, Norwich City as well. Villa could do with a win, mate, because they've not won in five.
I think it's important that Villa get a win here, because they can relegate, firstly, Norwich, relegate Dean Smith, which will be probably a bit sad, I think, for some of the Villa fans, but also quite funny.
It's poetic, isn't it?
It is poetic, mate. But Stephen
tragically
Gerrard's
poetic.
Side,
I think Dean Smith deserved that. They did a really good job.
Yeah.
to get Villa where they were.
Yeah. But yeah, Gerrard's side need a win, 100%. They need to get a win here. Just maybe silence a few of the people that, you know, are maybe getting on his back a little bit. But, you know, I think the core of that Villa fan base know that Gerrard's going to be in it for the long run and such like. But
they know they're on a rebuild, mate. Rebuilds are never pretty, mate.
They should be. They should know that anyway.
Yeah.
I see it quite a lot with teams, and quite a lot with teams that get new managers halfway through the season, where, you know, things don't quite go the way that people sort of expected it to, and the fans are straight away going, oh, what are we bringing him in for? You know, why is he? You need to get someone else in. And it's like,
I seen a post today that got loads of likes and retweets. It was about Leon Bailey. How it's not talked about how much this guy was a flop. That's like he was injured most of the season.
And they
knew that when they bought him. They knew he was coming back from a longer term injury, and he's now just getting back to a place where he can start football matches, and has been for just obviously previous weeks and months, just been sort of faded back into this side.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the best of him. Yeah, just not. If they want to see the best of Leon Bailey, he needs a full pre-season, mate. He needs a lot of fitness done, and you know. Next season, I think that's when we see whether he's going to be a flop or not. I actually don't think he's going to be a flop. I think he's got a lot of
bags of talent, very much.
I don't know if he necessarily suits this Gerrard system, just because he can't maybe go as wide as he could at Bayern Leverkusen, I think he was at, or was it? Yeah.
Leverkusen.
Because I know by tradition he's normally a winger. But we'll see. And Gerrard tends to sort of play with really inside, sort of number 10-ish sort of deal. So we'll see how he gets on. But yeah, I think, do you know what this is going to be like when Villa relegate Dean Smith? It's a bit, do you remember when in I Am Legend where Will Smith kind of kills his dog.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't want to do it, but it needs to be done.
Yeah. It's like really sad, but you got to do it. Yeah. 100%.
The thing is, he'll be back up like next year, you know?
Oh, yeah, you'd imagine
By this time next year, we'll be talking about how Norwich are coming back up to the Premier League.
And we'll be like, brilliant, they're back up again.
I wonder if we're going to spend any money. No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and okay. And do you know what's going to happen?
Another year? Yeah. Yes.
Do you know what's going to happen the following year after that? We're going to be talking about how Norwich are going back down.
And
Fulham
are coming back up.
Exactly. Mitrovic just broke his own record.
Yeah.
Back down in the Championship.
Ridiculous.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. What message have we got? We got Wolves, Brighton. Wolves obviously still trying to compete for a European place. If they lose this game, they've given up more and more points to Newcastle. Newcastle got top 8, mate. That'd be fucking ridiculous. From where they were to like top, you know?
Yeah. Where they were in December to now, like if they got top 8, that's ridiculous on its own. Never mind what they're going to do in the future.
Bruno Lage, by the way, is essentially just Portuguese fucking Graham Potter.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's Portuguese. I want to say he's Portuguese. But they play. Not massively, similar game, sort of that level-headed coach. He's never too high, he's never too low. He's quite, you know, sort of neutral and he plays a very sort of...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's quite sort of level-headed, isn't he, as well?
Yeah. So it's... we'll see what happens there. Not massive stakes on that game. But the late kickoff for tomorrow is Leeds and Man City. Leeds, obviously, in very good form. I want to say they've not lost in, like, 5 games.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a late kickoff. That can affect things.
Definitely.
But I know they're unbeaten in 5, but this Man City side is off.
As well?
I want to check here. Let me check.
I believe it is.
It's at Leeds, so...
You know, under the lights at Ellen Road, it's always an interesting place to go. That crowd would be right up for it.
On a Saturday night, mate.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it could affect it. But like you said, you know, Leeds are unbeaten in 5, but this Man City side is different gravy, mate. It's really good.
Yeah.
It really is.
They are doing football.
Yeah, they are, unfortunately.
You see this being a potential banana skin? I mean, I think that's like both for Liverpool and Man City. Yeah,
yeah,
you never want to play a team that's in form. You know, you don't want to play a Newcastle where morale is particularly high, whereas, you know, you got Bruno Guimaraes is coming into a real good bit of form and the defence, they'll start to really gel together. Same with Leeds. I was listening to that Jesse Marsh interview. Yeah, and he's just like so inspiring, mate. I was just like, oh, God.
Good, mate.
Why do I like him so much?
Yeah, no, he is. He's, do you know what, mate? He's one that I mean, we probably said it as well when Bielsa got sacked. You know, why they bring in like Jesse March, and he's probably going to fail and Leeds will be relegated. But I mean, what fantastic.
There's more talent in this squad than I thought. Oh, I was 100% wrong with that. 100%. I thought I was watching a lot of players lacking talent. I was watching a lot of players lacking rest. lacking rest and confidence. And even come out to say it, I mean, people would have let took it back by Jesse Marsh. I mean, the Leeds loyal to Marcelo.
Yeah, there was a lot of
because he came out and just said, these players are fucking really, really tired. They're really, really tired and I need to try and get them fit again, you know? Yeah. And then people were like, oh, don't tell the truth. You know?
Yeah, don't slate the great one.
Yeah, exactly. but I'm actually a big fan of his work. Yeah, I think he's doing a good old job.
Fantastic, yeah.
On this Sunday as well, we got Tottenham Leicester City.
Interesting game, mate, for this one.
Boring game. It'll end up being brilliant because I've said that, but in my head, boring game. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch that.
I think it'll be quite good today.
I mean, Spurs need to win. They need to win to stay in the Champions League race.
Because 100%, if Arsenal lose in their game,
which they will,
that Tottenham are going to lose as well because nobody wants fourth place. You know, it's a fact. Neither side can take.
Why would they want all that money and prestige? Why would they want that, mate? Why would they want?
Why would they want Harry Kane playing the Premier thing to keep him at the club for another season?
I don't know why they would want that, man. That's ridiculous,
mate.
Yeah, they need to lose this match.
yeah, they do.
And like you said, Arsenal on the counter back are playing West Ham. West Ham are playing at home, so West Ham in a decent bit of form. Although I totally convinced David Moyes is like just done with the league. He's just done. He's
what, mate? If I was Moyes,
he's a goal down in Europa.
I'd be sat thinking, let's just Europa League it.
Yeah,
like it's the best way because realistically, you know, Champions League's pretty much out of their depth now. Anyway, getting there, their best option is to get there via the Europa League. So, you know, fair play to
not
Moyes.
Not only getting them all that those far. Players and that manager will be made gods among the West Ham fan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 100%. Not like, I mean, Leicester could feasibly go in and win it. I think they're going to play, is it the semi-final or the final? I'm not following the Conference League, mate. I've checked out the Conference League. I might go back.
They're in the semi-final.
I think they played Jose as well. I think I seen somewhere, mate.
That's a Champions League level game, that. It's ridiculous.
Not quite for a semi-final, mate. Like, yeah. A Roman Leicester and then the semi-final in today's footballing world. I think something's going to be a bit wrong. But what is it? I think, let me check on Europa Conference. It's even hard to find because immediately just Europa League comes up. Yeah. Why did they call it the same thing? They got a different name.
Oh, mate.
So Leicester, they've already played the first leg. They finished 1-1. And I think they'll be going to a final.
Who are they playing in the first leg? Roma?
Yeah. So it's going to be potentially... So it's going to be a final with either Marseille, Feyenoord, or Roma or Leicester. So it'll be a decent final. Know.
Not bad, though.
I'll watch it. I don't know why. There's just too many competitions, mate. I can't watch it.
I've checked out.
I literally cannot find the time, mate. I've got other things. I'm trying to watch fucking Moon Knight,
mate. I don't even know when the Conference League games get played, mate, to be honest. Like, I haven't got a clue.
Know, mate. Like a Tuesday morning or something? I don't know. Like everybody's at work. You know, like Tuesday. Yeah, 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, mate.
Tuesday morning.
Oh, that's harsh. I know I've upset a few people there, but such is life. And then on the Monday night, Man United are going to play Brentford, but we'll preview that near the time.
Yeah,
on the Sunday, we'll preview.
Yeah.
Thought that the game means a lot. Brentford are going to win that 100%.
Oh, yeah. Especially now Ralph's got the Austria job. He's checking out.
He's just like, fuck these players.
100%.
He should fuck it. I mean, I don't think they'll be signing his card. You know, he's going away card. He's the best Ralph and everything like that.
Yeah. He's just been slagging them the entire time he's been there.
He should have slagged them even harder, in my opinion.
Yeah, 100%. Throw them all in the bus.
Because they deserve it. They deserve it. I think that's going to do us, mate. I think we're going to go enjoy our Saturday night.
Fantastic, mate.
Yeah.
It's Friday, by the way.
Is it Friday?
Yeah.
What?
You're selling yourself short, mate.
I am, mate. What I meant to say is we'll be back Saturday night. Yeah. What I meant to say, mate. It's not that I don't know the days of the week. That would be absurd. I don't know the days of the week. Right, okay, that's going to do this for tonight, folks. Until next time, cheerio, bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.